You're with SBS Radio.
Kasama natin ngayon ang mga cast o tauhan ng play or dula na ang titulo ay Coming to Dinner. It's an entry to the, or it's part of the Sydney Fringe Festival in September. Yay! It's all Filipino, but the director is Australian. She can't speak Tagalog, but she loves sinigang.
That's all that matters.
That's all that matters.
We took her today to taste it for the first time.
Yeah, it was very delicious, and I am definitely hook, line, and sinkered.
Yeah.
Yeah, so each week we are having sinigang before rehearsal.
What a treat.
Yes, apparently there was some dessert, but I didn't get to have any because these guys ate all the halo halo. Is that right?
Halo halo.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you've been rehearsing for the past month, is it?
Yeah, we've been rehearsing for the last 3 weeks. We had a bit of a break last week because Kim was away, but we're fully into it for the next 5 or 6 weeks, and then we're into our performances. The guys have been great. They're fantastic actors. I'm very blessed to have a great writer and fantastic cast to work with. So it's going to be a great show. Even if you don't know what sinigang is, you really need to come and watch this play to find out what is all this hot soup business about.
Yes.
And meeting the cast, Happy Ferraren, Martin Santa Ana, Kim Chazelle. Yeah. Sino muna ang may background sa acting? Martin. What's your background in acting?
Stage and screen, mostly screen. Martial arts, gymnastics. So a bit of stunt work. Acting wise, I've done a bit of Shakespeare in the past, but I do love the screen work. But I love coming back to stage and just really feeling the audience and their energy, and especially on stage, feeling the other actors' live performances is great.
And Happy?
My background is improv theater. So actually, I'm used to working without a script. Yeah, so, yeah, exactly. Now I'm like, oh, bakit meron akong script ngayon? But usually, the performances that I have are improvised. And
did it start from the Philippines? Or?
Yes. I just moved to Australia, actually, last December. Yeah.
Maybe so. In time for the Sydney
For the Fringe Festival, yeah. And to meet you, siempre.
We flew in a range specifically.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The world needed to know about sinigang. So that was my mission. And I'm here to deliver that message.
Yes.
One mouthful at a time.
Yes.
Yeah. And Kim?
I come from more of a performance art background. I currently do a lot of singing on stage. So I've done a bit of theater in the past, but this is a real return to the stage in a theater for me. I'm mostly used to singing in a band. So this is a nice change for me.
And is it the first time that you come up together? In a show, yeah.
Yes, this is the first time we've met.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
We just added each other on Facebook.
Yeah,
we're officially friends.
Yeah.
Real friends and online friends.
Yeah, where it counts.
Yeah.
Tell us about your roles, Martin.
So I play Carlo, and he has a secret, he's coming in to have dinner with his mum. And hopefully see how it goes, if he has the guts to say it or not, you know. But he's a fun character to play. He's full of energy. He's a little self-centered, but he's caring at the same time. So you'll see all that on stage, and he's really fun to play with. And May does an incredible job of just helping all of us get into character and
Absolutely.
Feeling it. It's a lot of fun.
Kim?
My character's name is Dora. I play Carlo's mum. I'm a migrant to Australia from the Philippines, and I love my family. I put my family first before myself. And sometimes that puts a lot of pressure on me, and I might have a secret or two of my own. And I guess you'll have to watch the play to find out what
What happens?
We can't reveal the secret yet.
And Happy?
I play Letty. So I'm a family friend of Dora and Carla. I'm a family friend, and they invited me to dinner tonight. So I'm their dinner guest for the play. And that's it.
I guess you're going to be witnessing the revelation of the secret.
Secret. Secret, maybe. I don't know. Yes. We'll see. Yeah.
Elaine, this is your first time to write a play, isn't it? And I know you did audition for the cast. And how was it?
Oh, it was very exciting. Like you said, Annalyn, it's my first time writing a play. So it's my first time really doing anything this creative and this putting myself into the arts. I'm an academic by profession, but I've always wanted to be an artist. My first love has always been creative writing. And I said that at kindergarten, at my kindergarten graduation. And of course, only my mum clapped. You know, this was in the Philippines, and I followed up a little girl who said, when I grow up, I want to be the first female president of the Philippines. And of course, she got the massive round of applause. I came up after and I said, when I grow up, I want to be an artist. Yeah. But as we know, the world needs artists. And I'm so privileged to be able to give something back in this respect, and that people believed in this story. And an amazing director, really inspirational cast. The acting has been phenomenal. It feels real. So for me, when these actors auditioned, I thought, well, you're bringing my words and my story to life. And it means so much more than I can say into words, even as a writer. Mm-hmm. I can't write that.
Yeah. I know that you understand Tagalog and Filipino and all that, but you don't really speak it because you're Ilocano.
Un Ilocano act.
But have you incorporated any Tagalog words in the play?
Well, meron din Tagalog, sinigang, again. One, because I'm obsessed with it. And it's what, you know, the family comes together for. And Dora the mum makes a sinigang for her son and their family friend. And there's other words, key words, that give away the secret in Ilocano. So I'm not going to say it. Oh, the secret, by the way, is the sinigang is not homemade. It's made with mamacitas. Yes. Yeah. Oh, shh. Don't say.
Millie, how come that you were persuaded to do the directing?
Persuaded. She was not forced.
Very interesting choice of words. I was actually asked by the producer, Margaret, to help out. Margaret said that she needed a director for a couple of pieces, and she mentioned coming to dinner and also another piece. And I said, look, I'm really happy to be involved in the Sydney Fringe Festival and with the Women in Australia Stories of Courage. And so I jumped at the chance. And when she presented the script to me and I read it, I absolutely fell in love with it. I thought it was a great, fun play. And not knowing anything really about the Filipino culture, and I've learned a lot in the last few weeks, my cousin will probably kill me because she's half Filipino. But I'm actually from Taiwan. My parents, my mum's from Taiwan and my dad's Australian. So I have a Chinese background, an Asian background, but I certainly am learning more about the Filipino culture and the food. Look, directing for me is basically a chance for me as an actor to practice my acting. That's the reason why I do directing. And it also gives me an insight as an actor, you know, to better myself as an actor. So I love directing and I love meeting fantastic new artists, and I actually do sort of pinch a little bit away from them, whatever energy they put out, I actually do take away with me and put that to my forte. So I'm really pleased that I've got this cast together and the fantastic writing that we've had from Elaine. Very blessed.
Reading the scripts and directing the cast of Coming to Dinner, what have you learned about the Filipino culture? That I know you said you don't really know much about the Filipino culture, but what's that one thing that stands out for you?
I guess the one thing that stands out for me is the fact that it doesn't matter what culture we all are in, we basically are humans and we have a human nature, and that secrets, when we want to come out and tell our secrets, we all basically come from the same place, and it doesn't matter what country you're from, what religion you're from, what culture you come from, we all come from the same place. So I guess, you know, seeing that a different culture to my culture that I grew up with will have the same problems and have the same issues as I would or somebody else would, it really reassures us that we're all in the same boat and we're all the same. We're all human. And we all have the same problems and same dreams and same goals as well.
And we have secrets to tell.
And we all have some secrets. Even Letty may have a secret. Yes.
Dora, should I say Dora? Or Kim and yes. Happy and Martin.
Being part of coming to dinner and showcasing the Filipino culture, what's that one thing that you are proud of about the Filipino culture?
Well, I think it's this, it's the closeness of the families. I know sometimes it's hit or miss. Sometimes you hate it, sometimes you love it. But I think more and more, especially because I just moved to Australian culture, I suddenly missed my family so much, and I missed that connectedness and the how you really come together and the closeness of the family, how food really brings you together. So I'm so shocked sometimes that when I meet with my Australian friends, for example, there's no food. I'm like, what's going on? Yeah. Like, why are we not eating together? So like back home, when I used to do rehearsals with my improv group, there was always food involved. When I do rehearsals with my improv group here, none.
So, I think Letty's giving me a bit of a hint here. I think she wants sinigang every rehearsal.
But yeah, I think it's that. It's really the family coming together and having that, you know, like, oh, Sunday is the day for my family lunch. Or
at puno ang mesa.
Exactly, diba? So it's having that. And I don't know if food is like the bribe that, oh, come home, I'm making sinigang. But yeah, having that weekly thing. So that's what I miss. Because here you don't have your family to, that every Sunday you have a Sunday lunch or a Sunday dinner. To look forward to, which is so funny because when I was in the Philippines, I hated it. I was so like, ah, oh, eto na naman, I can't diet, diba? Kasi you're like, mom, and I'm in a diet, but then she'll still give you food. But here it's like, oh, I miss the food and the conversations that they'll have and what people bring. So yeah, I think that's one showcase of Filipino culture.
I think what I'm proud to showcase is the resilience of the Filipino.
Yeah.
No matter what situation you put them in, they'll find a way to flourish and just to make their own way in whatever society or whatever culture they find themselves in. I think that's what a lot of Filipino migrants to Australia have done. And I think also the resilience in the sense that there's always a great sense of humor with Filipinos. Even in the darkest situation, there'll always be a song and a joke.
Yeah.
And I think that's great. I'm really proud of that.
I agree with both these guys. As our Filipino culture is like, they're very resilient. They just learn how to adapt. And unfortunately, like in the Australian industry, the film industry and media, I mean, Filipinos aren't really, you know, portrayed as much. And being a Filipino actor in Australia, it's in our nature being resilient and keep striving. And plays like this and finding more work, making our own work, and working together as a community, not just like Filipinos, but other Asian, Australian performers and creatives. It's really need to get together and make things happen and show the you know, Australian market, hey, we're here too. And Australia's meant to be a multicultural country and like how, like majority of the screen is, you know, not diverse enough. But I mean, things are changing, it's great. But it still needs to be worked. Yeah, but it's amazing. Things are working, and I had to be on this play. And I saw a lady emailed me out of the blue. I was like, as soon as she said a Filipino play, I didn't even read the rest of the email. I'm like, yes. I don't know what it was about. I was like, yes, I'll be in it. I just want to get in touch with my, you know, heritage and stuff like that. I wish I knew Tagalog as much as, you know, in my heritage, but like I only know the basics.
Yeah.
But I know how to cook the Filipino food. I thought that was good enough and eat it. So I really am grateful with the whole team here and everything like that. So really, really thankful.
Elaine, what do you look forward to when the Sydney Fringe Festival happens?
Fame, fortune, you know, the usual. But as just, I'm not going to say ditto, but kind of like Martin, I don't, in summary, I would like to say why I wrote a play specifically about a Filipino-Australian family is that I also want to see diversity on stage, on screens, in our workplace, and because I deal so much with different kinds of performers and academics, and there's a dearth of diversity in my workspaces, and if you don't have a face that you can recognize up on screen and on stage, that means something, and I don't want that kind of future for my daughter. So that's what I want with with this and being a part of this Peach Productions, which is producing women in Australia stories of courage, which our play is part of, is all about inclusivity and diversity. And it's represented there. Being a part of this is such an amazing thing because we can share different stories and they're exciting as well. And it brings a richness to what Australia actually has and can showcase. So that's what I want out of this.
And I think also it's one thing to have a Filipino culture and story in a festival as big as the Sydney Fringe Festival, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. I believe so. And I'm quite happy that I know it's my first play. And oftentimes, if I'm writing something that's Filipino-specific or Filipino-Australian-specific, it's for, oh, let's showcase Asian-ness or Asian-Australian-ness, which is fantastic. But then the audience is quite niche or quite restricted. So with Sydney Fringe, it opens us up beyond within the community, but beyond it as well, which I think is really important in terms of building bridges and opening up that diversity, not just within the converted, but to others as well. So, yeah, definitely.
Millie, maybe you can have the last few words. Dominated by Filipinos in this room only. What do you think should audience at the Sydney Fringe Festival look forward to in your own perspective?
From my play, I think they should get ready for a lot of fun. They are not going to be expecting what they see. They're going to think something along the lines of whatever they're thinking, and they're going to be totally blown out of the water. Any preconceived ideas that they have are just going to be wiped out, and they're going to be shocked to their socks. And they're just going to be wanting more. And I really believe if anybody comes to watch our play, as well as most of the other plays in our production, but mainly our play, they will buy not one, but two, but five tickets to come and watch it again and again and again. It's going to be that good. And these guys are going to really, really smash it out of the park. It's a fantastic play and these actors are amazing. And if you really, really, really want to have a fantastic afternoon or an evening out, you cannot miss these shows. 9 or 10 performances in 2 weeks. There's no excuse. Get down and watch it and be amazed.
No pressure, guys. That's a lot.
I know. Elaine, do you want to mention the dates?
I do want to mention the dates. September 12 to 15 and then September 20 to the 22nd. And every weekday from 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. And on Saturdays, we have two shows, a matinee, 2 p.m. to 3:30 p.m., which is great because that's more family friendly. And also on the Saturday, the 7 p.m. to the 8:30 p.m. show. So please come and watch at least one. And if you know me, I will hate you forever if you don't come to at least three. Yes. And if you don't know me, I will also not like you so much. Yeah. So please come. It's such an exciting new play. I mean, I'm quite biased. I wrote it. I love it. I love myself. I love this play. I love my director. I love my actors. And I love you, my potential audience. And also thank you so much, Annalyn, for letting us share our story too.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.